People are making babies to this show. Musty basement.
All right.
It's the Can Man Show.
Welcome to the Can Man Show. Geeky, nerdy fun with four guys I know. Chad, Kevin, Butters, Jamie, and Tim. I just can't wait for the show to begin. Welcome to the Can Man Show. 50 episodes down and more to go. I just can't wait for the show to begin. I have so much fun listening. Nerdgasm, nerdgasm. The Can Man Show is a coming right at you. Geeky, nerdy fun with a guest interview. Come here to get news or chat with Butters the Stalker or get your weekly fill of that Luke Skywalker. They're a lovable, huggable group of guys. The ladies be melting when we be walking by. Discussing the movies, the updates on sci-fi. The strong and handsome and sometimes shy. Shy, 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 but always fly, fly, fly. The sometimes shy, 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 the Can Man guy.
Boats and hoes, boats and hoes. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Can Man Show. I am Chad, the Can Man Canfield, joining me tonight.
Not as always.
Is Timmy Arnold. How you doing, Timmy?
What's up?
Jamie Kelly.
Howdy, man.
Butters, where the hell you been?
Not invited, jerk.
You've been invited. You've been working retail is what you've been doing. And back after a very long hiatus, he's heading out to Gibraltar University, Charlie Street. Barnes.
Howdy, howdy. Am I close enough?
Now you got to get a little closer.
Here I am.
There you are. Oh,
rock us like a hurricane.
Get even closer than that, Charlie.
Rock me like a hurricane, Charlie.
Good.
All right, cool. So, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Can Man Show. How y'all
People
doing?
People are making babies.
We're good.
To this
Very
show.
Well. Wait a minute, ladies and gentlemen, were you talking to the audience or us?
I was talking to you. Man. You're the ladies.
Like, I don't see no ladies.
I'm the gentleman. I got boobs like ladies.
Into
multiple ladies.
I have boobs. I have double boobs.
Double B's. Boobs. Moobs. Yes, I've got them, and you should too. That's right.
I've come to a disturbing realization. I bought that new coat like 3 or 4 weeks ago. I think I told you guys about.
Yes, your military.
This military
spec.
Issue. This like -30 protection parka.
It comes with 30 kills.
And it's awesome. Like, it zips all the way up to my eyeballs. It's really cool.
Does it give you a +5 charisma?
It does. -8 charisma.
Oh, it's -8 charisma. Oh,
my wife awesome. Hates this coat. Hates this coat.
She hates, but it's warm.
But it's warm. So when it's really cold out, or like it's windy or snowing, like it was today.
She asks you if she can wear it, and you say no.
No. I put the hood up. When I'm crossing the street, because you can't smoke in the Gazette's property. They did this like a year ago. They saved all kinds of money on health insurance. They made it a smoke-free campus. So I got to cross the street. But with the hood up, I can't see, and I can't turn my head because the hood's so big.
You have to turn your whole body?
If I turn my head, I just see more coat. Yeah, so I have to turn my body at the waist.
Nice, and you look like the Sasquatch in that video. Walking and turning to the side.
But the thing is, I'm going to forget to do that one day, and I'm going to get hit by a car, and I'm going to be really, really warm while I'm waiting for the ambulance.
That's great. They won't, like, so when you go into shock, they won't even have to cover you
exactly.
up.
Exactly.
Nice.
That's
nice.
Planning right
so,
there.
So here's an update on Red Dog. He made it through surgery. He got a plate and 9 screws. Dude, the x-ray, it looks like an erector set in his foot.
Oh, yeah.
It's crazy.
And this was just his ankle, right?
Both bones in his both bones in his ankle. Yeah.
Did he get the coffee mug with the plates or
no?
Just the
no,
plate
dude,
set.
And those plates that they put in there looks just like an erector set. Yeah. It's like a strip with holes drilled in it. It's crazy. Yeah.
Did he kick a Terminator robot or something?
No, he slipped and fell on the ice last week.
He was tripped by a Terminator.
I was gonna say he's upgrading as we speak. He's becoming a Terminator.
It's one piece at a time,
right?
One of the people at work actually fell on the way to work, like on from a satellite parking lot, and just like.
Wait, satellites have parking lots?
Yeah, wow. Where else are they going to sit?
Oh, well, I guess so.
Parking lots like around the building, but like a little bit further away.
Reserved for Sputnik.
Yeah, reserved for Sputnik. So she was walking, and she's like two blocks from the office, and she falls, like just on this on 4th Avenue, or on 4th Street, rather. So there's like no one around.
And you, she didn't have a large coat either, did she?
And you could hear her because your coat was
in space. No one can hear you.
In space, there's no sound. Yeah.
But no, she has three kids, and she broke. She snapped the tendon in her ankle, and she broke like two bones in her foot.
So one break for each kid.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
How thoughtful.
Yeah, yeah. Really.
And that's crazy. I feel really bad for laughing at her misfortune.
They're all under 7'2", so they all like sort of run around.
They're all under 7'2"? Like, is that their height?
No, they're all under 7'2".
They're all like 7 feet tall.
Yeah.
Under. At least they're under 7'2".
She was Yao Ming's girlfriend for years.
Nice.
So they're very tall, Asian-looking kids.
Gotta love that crazy Yao Ming.
And Asian kids.
I love Asian kids as well.
Yeah.
Who doesn't, right?
I don't know. Yeah,
they're great.
I mean, what they can do with shoes is amazing.
Really, I'm wearing a pair right now.
you know,
the stitching's fabulous.
Speaking of Asian children.
great. Charles Barnes, who's a pedophile.
you're going to Vietnam, which
that's
is
South
part of Asia, right?
Southeast Asia.
Yeah. Last time I checked.
It's stuck onto China, kind of.
So what are you going to do there?
I'm going to teach English.
Teach English.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
And so, Christianity to the heathens.
Seriously?
No.
That's a funny.
No kidding. Funny thought right there. Papua New Guinea. Doing accounting work for one of those things that, like, that's all they do, is they like build huts, bring water, and you know, teach the heathen about Jesus.
So does my 10 cents a day go to help pay your salary?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
Wow. So, which is all he needs to survive over there.
That's all it takes.
I found out I get paid like $1,500 a month thereabouts, and that's like 24,728,000 dong. So I'm going to be
a lot of dong.
That's a lot of dong.
A million dong air.
Wow.
I'm just going to send you
a multi-million dong
I'm
air.
I'm going to have a monocle for each eye. I'm going to have a top hat. I'm going to have a coat with, like, I'm going to wear spats, but no pants or shoes. And if anybody looks at me, I'm just going to hit them with a wad of money. And for my birthday, I'm going to buy two young Vietnamese women and put leather straps on them and use them as shoes and have them walk me around town.
And then, when it's raining, you won't get muddy.
So
exactly.
So does the
thank you.
Does the dong spend like a dollar? I mean, over there, does it spend like a dollar, or is it like when you?
Oh,
go
come
to
on, the dong is international.
Columbia, like
dong spends beer.
It's better than American Express.
What is the dong exchange rate anyway?
You can get a lot of
two to one dong.
You get a lot of dong for a dollar.
That's not true. Why he's going to Vietnam.
Which is why I'm going to Vietnam. I'm all about the dong.
On a serious note, I mean, in Colombia, you know, pesos, it costs you like.
You can get a lot of dong for a peso,
you get,
too.
You get a million pesos for a dollar or something like that. So, I mean, like. Well, I mean, no. I'm just saying, it costs you like 2 million pesos to buy, like, a PlayStation 3 or something like that. So. You know,
way to geek up that conversation there.
My question is does the dong go farther?
There, it always goes farther.
How long
do you extend the dong?
How long can you stretch out that dong?
You'd be surprised. There's surgeries. I mean, there is some dong inflation. I'll call it that. You get some tools, you can make that happen. But I mean, you can eat. You can have a really good meal for 24 dong. You know, you can have a couple hundred dong. You know, you can eat well.
What's your rent going to cost you or whatever?
I was looking around, and I can get a place with a maid for, like, less than $400. A nice place, like a bedroom, bathroom, shower, all the stuff I need, and a maid.
Wow, that's
awesome.
I'm not going to clean up my stuff anymore. When I was a little
at
kid,
all.
I would just poop on the floor. Just give her something to
and
do.
And be like, here's a dustpan. You know,
where am I poop?
It's not going to be dry either.
No.
I'm going to eat like oats and
Olestra.
Every morning I'm going to wake up with a bad
oats
case.
Oats and bacon fat.
Every day it's going to be a case of Olestra chips.
Yep. It'll be like, I had a bad case of the itis. Get in there, clean it up.
Like, here's some more dong for you.
I'll be throwing dong out.
I'll be like, you know where it is. You know where it is. Fish it out.
Oh my. So you're going to Vietnam?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ho Chi Minh City or Saigon. Saigon. Depending on if you're
an depends on which side.
which side of the curtain you are. War, I don't know.
I don't know, but I'm pretty sure it wasn't us.
Maybe. I don't listen. I don't know.
So what is it? Is it Saigon or what?
No, it's Ho Chi Minh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you call Saigon, you're an imperialist pig dog.
Ho Chi Minh was
a son of a bitch, according to the when he's called Cadence. You know, according to what's that movie? Good Morning Vietnam.
Oh.
Yeah. Ho Chi Minh was a son of a bitch. Mm-hmm. Got the blue ball, son, and the 7-year itch, something like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, he shoveled coal. He was a hotel concierge. And he did a bunch of other menial labor, and then leader of a third world country.
Yeah,
that which is I would say is Charlie awesome. Is yeah. really. We were talking about his plans for taking over a third world country.
So you like Brain from Pinky and the Brain? You're gonna plot to take over the world.
The same thing we do every night, Tim. Is he's gonna call?
Yeah.
What are you gonna do tonight? Same thing we do every night, Tim. Yep. Try and take over the world.
That's pretty good, even with a cold.
It's gonna be good. It's gonna be fun.
Nice.
And Tim's gonna come over and.
Yeah, Stephanie doesn't know yet, but apparently I'm going over for a 2-week scooter trip.
It's going to be awesome.
I know. What's going to be even more awesome is when I come home to my divorce paperwork.
But you'll have enough dong. You'll have enough dong to pay for it.
I'll have plenty of dong. I'll come back and be like, "Hey, honey, look at all the dong I have now."
Yeah. And she'll
this
be
is
like,
worth
"Okay,
$3.50."
Well, over here. Don't convert the dong back. Just keep it as dong.
Yeah.
It's not nearly as
impressive
when it's no longer dong.
I pour it all over the bed and just have a roll in your dong.
Exactly, exactly.
Mm-hmm. She comes in, she has the divorce papers, you throw them off.
Is that a roll of quarters in your pocket? No,
the dong
it's
under
dong.
The counter, and you're like, what now?
And okay,
she's
you're
like,
kill me.
Undivorced. That's
undivorced.
What she says.
I take it all back.
Mm-hmm. Let's dong this.
She took all your dong.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
She's not a dong digger, is she?
I think we have a name for this episode. Yeah. I'm pretty sure.
It's
dong
episode,
is in the title.
It's episode 71.
That's right.
Charlie's dong.
Good. Good.
So what are your plans for after you take over Vietnam? invading
Cambodia?
Korea.
Yeah.
That's
I think
worked out really well for the Americans.
I know. Yeah.
From what I understand, you put any pressure on Poland and they just fold like a house of cards.
Nice.
So
France
I think
too.
Poland.
So you're
going to
invade.
France.
And I
you're going to invade
Poland
around.
Via
so,
Vietnam.
Yeah.
They've got unnaturally large breasts.
Mm-hmm, that's true.
According to the internet.
From what I understand, Vietnam and Poland are.
They
like
share
next
a border.
To each other.
Right. Right.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
they do.
I've played Risk before, so
right.
don't try to pull that on me. All right? I know where Irkutsk is.
You should know not to get in a land war in Asia.
I've been to Poland very briefly.
Mm-hmm. How was it?
Only slightly lesser.
It was green.
Polish?
Yeah. It was green, and there
sausage.
Was like Soviet era camouflage on what I could see that wasn't like trees.
Submarines
and that was it. And it was like, don't go into the trees, just stay right here.
When were you in Poland? 1943?
No. 2005, I think.
Were you just at an airbase or something?
Oh, yeah. The airbase was an airstrip in the middle of a forest, and then
you think it was a forest.
There was nothing. Yeah, there
was
nothing
really a missile
else.
Silo.
Like, in downtown.
We landed. There was like no airport. There was no tower that I could see. You got off the airplane. You looked around, and it was just forest. And then a road, like a flatbed truck and some tractors, came out of the trees and came and took our cargo. And then we turned around
Listen,
and left.
Were you hauling really UFOs bizarre. Or something?
I've,
yeah,
it
was
I've
bizarre.
Heard of this before. You were in Irkutsk. they just did not. They didn't want you to know.
They're famous for that. Actually, they're very. They're very secret.
It began with a W, but it wasn't Warsaw.
Okay,
it was something else.
Warsaw, and that's it. Like you know, like list of
everything else is
I
just
know.
Poland.
Yeah, it's Poland.
Yeah.
Did you guys? I don't know what the if you guys do stuff like that here. When I was growing up, we always had like the kids always told Polish jokes because there was a sizable Polish minority
here,
in
here. Here, it's Czech or
it's
Bohemian.
Okay, so
that's
we said, you know, the Polish army, they made a submarine with screen doors on it.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Dude,
yeah.
Czechs do the same thing.
It's crazy. See, my grandma's
well, that's why no
Czech,
one is
so.
Fearful of the Czech army.
Oh, no.
Well,
the
here,
Czech
man,
Navy.
But they got some mean coal watches.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, so it's like, you know, the Polish. Well, they sent a rocket to the sun at night. You know, it's just stupid jokes like that. So
the bubble bath is a can of baked beans. That's what Czech people do anyway. Yeah, I don't know about Polish people.
That's jacuzzi, actually.
Okay, yeah.
Solar-powered flashlight.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's
always. Yeah.
Those are real.
They are now.
It's like, that's what funny is it now? Is it?
Stupid Polish...
Forward-thinking jerks.
Invented by a Pole who's really rich right now.
Well, what's crazy is the Bohemies would go around. You know, my grandma would go around telling
that
the Bohemian
That sounds so
joke.
Dirty.
I know.
The yeah. Bohemies.
No, Bohemies.
The makes them sound like really Czechs. Tiny people that mm-hmm. are like ghoulies.
So my grandma, who, you know, half Czech,
come out of
whatever,
the toilet.
We go around telling Bohemian jokes.
Yeah, the Polish people just tell Polish jokes.
That's hilarious.
Mostly to deflect it off of themselves because we'd be giving them endless amounts of crap for it.
And they'd go home and cry and cry and cry.
And then one day bring a knife to school.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Not anymore.
No.
You know, I think, and I'm not sure, but I'm pretty sure Polish was invented by Polish people.
And they just decided not to change the name.
They're like, let's change the emphasis, the emphasis.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Emphasis?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Oh, this is awkward. So, you guys heard any good gypsy jokes?
No. So, any good movies this weekend? Anybody go to see anything at all?
Rented Gamer.
Gamer?
Yeah.
Gamer?
Ooh, I almost downloaded that movie.
I finally saw Inglourious Basterds.
Oh, you poor
I still
bastard.
Haven't watched it. I've got it on Blu-ray, still sitting there.
What did you think
plastic.
Of Inglourious Basterds? After, of course, you heard us say, you know, what we thought of it, so you kind of knew what it was about going into it, didn't you?
I knew sort of what was happening, but I wasn't positive. It was a decent Quentin Tarantino movie, you know? Like,
right.
He does violence, mm-hmm. ultra-violence really, really well. He does dialogue really, really well. Plot, not necessarily his strong suit. And, you know, that sort of shows.
It was an orgy of blood.
I think it was just... I felt like I was robbed when I went to see that movie.
I still gotta watch this damn thing since I own it.
Completely different than what they showed in the trailer.
Oh, yeah.
And you know what? And I bought a DVD that came out about the same time the movie was showing, so it had the previews for Inglourious Basterds on there. And it was, the entire preview was just Brad Pitt's parts.
Yeah.
I'm like, God damn, they fooled me again. So I went and rented it again, thinking it was different.
But you know,
when I buy a movie, I buy it for Brad Pitt.
See, but
and if I don't get
like,
well,
daily
it's the action.
Allowance.
Yeah. Well, you have to have
everyone
a couple
was like,
vitamin
oh,
B.
You know, Brad Pitt doesn't have nearly as big a role. Like, so I was expecting to have like a tiny role, being like two scenes. And he actually
right.
has a decent-sized role.
Yeah,
it's just not necessarily a Brad Pitt movie.
It's not a central... Yeah, it's not a Brad Pitt.
No, but I thought that it was going to be about the Inglourious Basterds, but
it's not.
It's not.
The woman who plays Shoshana...
Hey,
yeah,
mm-hmm.
She's French. I'm like gonna learn French so I can watch all her movies.
And the bad, I gotta say, the bad guy was pretty awesome.
Oh, Hans Botta.
Yeah, mm-hmm. he was pretty good. But you know, if I would have gone into it expecting that kind of movie, then I wouldn't have been so pissed off about it. But I went there expecting this big, awesome action movie, nonstop action. But then all of a sudden, it breaks.
There's
go
not,
on
there's
the first
not a lot of action.
Revenge.
Yeah.
You got to have the simmering for revenge.
So it's a very cerebral. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was
kind of
surprised.
Story.
Like the first scene.
Makes
if they
would have
sold it to me
like
that,
yeah.
it, you know, then I would have gone. Then I would have been a happy camper. But I went in there based on what I was sold.
Expecting,
you know,
people
expecting
getting hit
in the head.
Expecting Kill Bill.
Yeah, expecting Kill Bill. Expecting
yeah.
Pulp Fiction. Expecting that kind of bomb, 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 bomb.
Yeah.
This was a...
And then you were disappointed and Quentin Tarantino laughed. He was like, I did it again!
Disappointed all the way to the bed.
That's right.
Yeah.
I just rubbed my fingers together like I was touching money.
You know, oh, they could hear it.
Okay. You know, I was thinking about movie trailers.
Like,
and
you're rubbing
I really
dong.
Hate it when they show me all the good parts in the movie trailer.
I hate it when they show me things that aren't in the movie.
Yes,
trailer.
Like the DVD extras.
They edit it later.
Yeah,
well, like comedies, they're great for showing everything that's funny in the movie.
Right, but I can always sort of tell. Like, you can always sort of tell. Like, if it's a Vince Vaughn movie, you can pretty much tell. Like,
it's going
three
to suck.
Funny things,
first
know,
of all,
it's
going to
be terrible. But the three funny things in the movie are going to be in the trailer because that's all I have to work with.
I guess.
So, you know, it's me.
I don't know. I saw the trailer for Hot Tub Time Machine. Did you guys see the trailer for that yet?
No.
It's got John Cusack. It's got, what's the guy's name? Oh, good Lord. Anyway,
such an epically bad title, it's probably going to be a really good film.
Here's the premise. Yeah. Here's the premise. It's 2010. These guys are all drunk or high or whatever, and they go hot tubbing. and
in a time machine.
They go hot tubbing. It's like clubbing. They go out and just bounce from hot tub to hot tub.
And apparently in the trailer, a guy dressed in a bear outfit falls in the hot tub, and they get transported back in time to like 1982 or 84.
Wait, this is starting to sound really science or something. All it takes is a bear costume.
I don't know exactly what happened. Anyway.
That's awesome, though. I'm digging it.
Chevy Chase is in there. He plays the guy who invented this time machine, it looks like, according to the trailer.
Chevy Chase, who is resurrecting his career.
Something.
Doing a good job. Yeah. Have you seen Community?
He's awesome in Community. Awesome. He's great.
He was great on Chuck when he was on Chuck. Yeah. So last season. He was the last few episodes last season. He thought he was good.
I didn't see that, so I'm going to disagree with you.
All right. I'm glad. You got to take the counter.
Just so we can have some conflict.
But the hot tub time machine, so they travel back to 1980. And they figure out they're in 1980. Number one, everybody's got like leg warmers on.
And the popped collars.
Yeah, pop collars. Walkmans with tape cassette players. And then the one guy goes to a girl. He goes, "What color is Michael Jackson?" And she goes, "Black." "Oh my God, we're back in time!" That's how they knew they were back in time.
So have you seen this movie or just the trailer?
The trailer. So you don't know if it's not good.
So this
I don't know if it's not good, but what I'm saying is it could be terrible.
I bet it's going to be terribly awesome.
Excellent.
I don't know. I'm leaning towards awesome.
This is why I don't go to movies in the theater. I always just rent them.
I used to go to movies in the theater when I could get in for free, Charlie.
I can still get to movies free, and I still go to see movies.
For free.
For free.
Good. I'm glad you did.
You can. I'm sorry.
I know.
Because it's like hot tub time machine, snakes on a plane. Like when the premise of the movie is the title of the movie, I'm like, I'll catch that when it comes out.
I don't know. If you hit me right between the eyes with some ridiculous title, I'm kind of intrigued.
Hot tub time machine and snakes on a plane. That's just apples and oranges.
Snakes on a plane.
That's possible.
The main thing was snakes on a plane. That was it.
Hot tub time machine. It opens up all new kinds of doors.
It comes out in March, and it's got John Cusack in it.
It's going to be like, "Dude, where's my car?" Which also is a question that opens up a premise.
It's got the guy that was in Anchorman who played the cowboy hat guy.
Yeah, yeah.
He's also in the naked guy in the trucker. Whatever.
He's also in The Office. He's like Steve Carell's old co-worker.
Oh yeah, could be.
Anyway, he's on there. Yeah, the African American gentleman that was in Zack and Mary Make a Porno.
Oh, the guy from The Office.
The guy from The Office. Yeah, him. Yeah. He's in there.
Durrell.
Yes, he's in there from The Office.
MacGruber.
So, he's on there too.
SNL flashback.
It looks good.
There.
I think I'm going to see it when it comes out.
Hot Tub Time Machine.
It's got to be better than it is.
It's so ridiculously bad for the title. I think it's going to be a wonderful film. And I think that Ebert and Roper are going to give it two thumbs up.
I think Siskel and Ebert are going to give it two thumbs up.
I think Siskel is going to come back.
One zombie thumb and one regular thumb up.
I love zombie thumbs.
I rented two movies this weekend. One was Willow.
I love Willow.
Nice. That's my son's middle name.
I've been on the stage with one of the brownies from Willow.
Really?
Rick Overton. The other one is Kevin Spacey.
Kevin Spacey was in Willow.
Kevin Pollak, actually.
The bald one, the balder one.
They had poofy hair, but mm-hmm. yeah,
but Kevin Spacey was bald in Superman.
Okay.
Yeah, he's in a lot of movies, but performed with him at Penguins.
Warwick Davis was in Leprechaun, and that's the only person I know in that movie, other than Val Kilmer, of course, who's in other stuff.
Yeah.
And it terrifies me because I find the Leprechaun actually kind of scary.
Yeah, the Leprechaun is kind of scary. Mm-hmm. I'm a Leprechaun.
Mm-hmm. And he doesn't like four leaf. I don't understand.
I remember when I was in college, we were watching, one of those stupid VH1 shows, and it was, the top horror movies, and one of them was Ace T's direct-to-video hit, Leprechaun in the Hood.
Mm-hmm.
And my roommate and I may or may not have been extremely high at the time. And decided
I'm gonna decide for you. I think you were, absolutely. You were.
And so we had to go to the Blockbuster, and they did not have Leprechaun in the Hood.
What?
And then we had to go to the local video chain.
So you had to go to the other Blockbuster, the one that no one really wants
you
to go to?
You had to go to the Hood and ask for the Leprechaun.
You had to go to the Urban in Blockbuster.
The one of those like family video type places, and we're like, please tell us you have Leprechaun in the Hood.
And they did.
And
Leprechaun's the Hood and Cheetos.
Horrifyingly awful. Okay.
Horrifyingly awful. Not scary, just terrible.
Wow.
I also rented Frighteners.
I love
Frank. Yeah, you watched
with
that
Michael
the other
J. Fox.
The other night,
awesome.
Right?
Mm-hmm. I literally 2 years ago I couldn't find a copy of it on DVD.
Mm-hmm.
That is,
so
Peter
he came
Jackson's,
over to my house
like,
and looked through my DVDs to try and steal it.
Lord of the Rings, did this movie, Michael J. Fox, a lot of different character
Elfman.
Actors.
Yeah.
I mean, you just go in there though, and the soundtrack is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
The first Haunted
yeah.
House I did was with that soundtrack. I used that soundtrack in there. Of course, you know, it was just in my house.
Mm-hmm.
But great movie. Great movie. Special effects were awesome.
I
love
the time.
Yeah. I love the dog. It's got Arlie Ermey
mm-hmm.
is in there.
Good. Best part of you rolled down a... Yeah. I don't know what I can or can't say right now. So
just, no, you don't need to say that one.
You know what the rest of it is.
I know. Okay, I was there.
But the one thing that also
my
had...
Mom?
What about your mom? Arlie, did your mom? What? I met your mom. She's
have the
nice.
To give him a reach around.
I know.
You can say that, I guess.
Yeah, I guess, because you already said it. So
yeah.
We went.
That's
so much. I mean, we have been talking about dong. For the
yeah, well, dong.
That's
dog,
money.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Money.
It's spelled D-O-N-G.
It's not like you're going around talking about penises. We're talking about money.
Mm-hmm. Dong.
Wait,
dong.
I was talking about penises.
Oh,
I was confused the whole time.
Different
oh, no.
You have to bleep everything you said out. Right,
yeah. Right just
intent.
When you say
yeah.
Intent,
yeah.
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 Well,
it's context, really.
It was weird because Frighteners and Willow were both, I think, sort of steps forward in movie technology and CGI technology.
Yeah.
And
Willow was big
Willow
time.
Willow was huge. Willow
that,
was huge.
That, the first time they ever did any morphing
mm-hmm.
was Willow. They pushed that. That forward.
All the transformation scenes.
Yep. You know, that was
the
all.
The brownies.
Oh, yeah, the brownies were awesome.
Like, if only Val Kilmer were still alive to see Avatar.
Oh!
Val Kilmer is still alive.
We'll miss him dearly.
What?
Yeah, he's still doing movies.
Wait.
Val Kilmer?
He died at the end of Salt and Sea, didn't he?
I don't know. What's Salt and Sea?
It's a movie he was in.
Okay. No, Val Kilmer's
our movies
still
like
alive.
Dreams.
Oh, I was thinking
die
he died at the end.
End
of Top Gun, but that was Goose.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, so Iceman's still alive. Oh, so Val Kilmer's got to be alive.
Hold on, I've never seen the end of Top Gun.
Ruined.
You don't need to know.
Dude, Tim hasn't seen Inglourious Bastards.
Yeah, but Top
Turnabout
Gun.
Turnabout is fair play.
You've
that's right.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. If you haven't seen Top Gun by now,
you're not going to see it.
Okay, I used to install.
I got it on Betamax if you want it.
I've seen like the first 20 minutes of Top Gun.
You're not kidding? You've really never seen the end of it?
I've never seen Top Gun all
the way
through.
Dude, Goose dies. I'll just go ahead and I'll say it again. Goose
dies.
La,
la, la, la, la, la.
Yes.
He dies in ER too.
He dies. All the
what?
Time.
I've never seen the end of ER.
And he just ruined ER for Tim.
Well,
it was
the middle
the end of
time
one season,
so it's okay.
He didn't. Okay, what's the best Anthony Edwards movie ever?
Is there one?
Wait,
it would have to be one of the freaking
Revenge
of
the
Nerds.
You're right.
Yeah. Probably
I'm
the fifth one.
The original.
Yeah, I like the first and the
an
second.
Unusual choice. I respect that.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, it's not like they did the American Pie thing with it, you know. The college
they did.
Years.
They're still coming out with Revenge of the Nerd stuff.
They're killing
it's
me.
It's all
with,
direct to video.
They are really.
Right.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Which is why nobody.
It's just
even
like
knows.
American Pie. They're still coming out. They're still doing Revenge of the Nerds.
It's pissing me off.
They're still doing
with
Porky's
with the Van Wilder.
Like 105.
Yeah.
Kevin Smith is redoing Porky's.
Get out of here.
He's gonna do the original.
He's
gonna
redoing
nice. Remakes
he's
gonna or remake where it's
a,
at.
He's gonna go
easy money.
Porky's.
Have you guys already talked about the reboot of Spider-Man?
The reboot of Spider-Man.
The reboot
yeah.
of Spider-Man.
Yeah, not Toby,
it's
a.
What? Uh-huh. What?
Yeah,
what,
it's going to be.
When did this
come
out? I didn't hear about
this.
This
is a big. This is. They are rebooting Spider-Man. It's less than 10 years old, a franchise less than a decade old, and they are rebooting it.
Well, they started with a guy who was in his 30s with
a
bad
wait
back
a minute.
Playing the main character.
I just saw Tobey Maguire talking about making another Spider-Man film.
Yeah, they pushed back the release date, though. Yeah.
They were
all bailed.
That was on Jimmy Kimmel, I think, when like I don't know, a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Like
yeah, they were getting ready to yeah. shoot the fourth one, and then there were all these script problems, so they put in another movie. I can't think of another superhero movie. They like swapped places.
Thor.
With it.
The Green Lantern.
Thor. Kenneth Branagh's Thor.
Yeah, we kind of talked about the hammer of Thor last
yeah,
week.
Yeah, because that's what it was 2 weeks ago. That's what I
2 weeks
my
ago.
Junk.
Yeah, your
yeah,
junk is the hammer of Thor.
Now that's a real dong. All right.
That was drop. Penis.
Yeah.
He meant penis.
No. Yeah, you're right. So, okay, so they're rebooting Spider-Man.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Who's playing
well,
Peter Parker?
Tim Arnold.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was an announcement for later on in the show.
Overqualified.
Yeah.
My dad needs, he's
now
too
you
old.
Ruined the rest of the show
are
for me. I know what's going to happen.
The Incredible Hulk?
I never saw the end of that episode of the Can-Man show.
No, like, I don't... There's been argument that I've read online, like, at Ain't It Cool, about whether or not they're going to redo the actual origin story, or whether they're just going to, like, assume that you know the origin story and then ignore all of the Tobey Maguire stuff. Tobey Maguire, I did not like him. Like, Peter Parker is lanky, he's tall, he's skinny.
Yeah.
Sorry.
He's closer to the mic.
Well, he's closer to the mic. He's not a jerk. He doesn't have a cold. He's not coughing all over everybody.
You know, I liked him. I did. I went back and I watched that movie number of times.
Mm-hmm. The first one?
I like Bruce Campbell.
The first one. Bruce Campbell, he's in every one of them, but he plays a different character every time.
They were kind of out of really highly recognizable Spider-Man villains.
Yeah, they...
Because they threw all of them at the third...
There's so many different characters that they could have or done better or different.
Yeah.
I mean, I know they were making a Venom movie on its own. That was a story I had read a few weeks back.
Topher Grace is not Venom. Eddie Brock is huge.
Yeah, Topher Grace would have been a wonderful Spider-Man.
He would have been a wonderful
Tall, skinny,
dopey. They can't go back and cast him as Spider-Man.
I would do it. You know who I'd cast as Spider-Man?
Who?
Crispin Glover.
He's too
old. Ask me any movie. Who
that
would
be
cast as a lead?
Crispin Glover. Really bizarre.
Isn't he like 85?
Shark and Jaws. Ben Affleck.
That would be really strange, Crispin Glover as Spider-Man.
I can call him Crispin. You guys have to call him Crispin Glover.
I'm calling him Mr. Glover. Mr. Glover. They called me Mr. Glover.
I think you should cast Ernie Hudson for everything.
Well, then we think we're talking about...
I would cast Ernie Hudson for everything.
Yeah, no.
No, I guess
what has he done since Ghostbusters?
He was the warden on
Oz. ShamWow commercials.
The Crow. He did the Crow. He was the cop.
He was in something recently.
Yeah, he was.
I feel like he's been a cop a couple times.
He was the warden in Oz, which is awesome.
I've watched an episode of it, and I've heard a lot of good things.
It's a great show.
You know who's looking pretty old? John Lithgow. I saw
him. At some point, you just end up old.
Okay, I was watching Harry and Henderson's, you know, for the thousandth time the other day.
That movie came out in 1973.
No, it did not.
It came out in 1944.
It was a silent film.
Hitler had yet to give up, and John Lithgow was...
It still holds up. I love the movie. It still holds up in a lot of ways.
It's a good movie.
It's like Elf.
The TV show? Not so much.
No, I never watched the TV show, no.
Also, my mom's an alien. Or Your Mom's an Alien, whatever that one.
Yeah.
Same
sort
of quality. No.
But the...
My Stepmother's an Alien.
Thank you.
But to see to go from watching Harry and the Hendersons to seeing John Lithgow in that, and I haven't seen him in years. I haven't seen him on TV in years. He hasn't come over. Bastard never calls me. So then I saw him when they did the Golden Globe interviews last week. He won some Golden Globe for Dexter. He plays the bad guy in Dexter. Mm-hmm.
I thought Dexter was the bad guy in Dexter.
No, Dexter's the anti-hero.
I was going to say, we've got a
protagonist who
murders. He won some Golden Globe for that. But the actor, Michael Hall.
Mm-hmm.
Anthony Michael Hall?
No, Michael C. Hall.
From The Breakfast Club?
He has Hodgkin's disease, which is a form of lymphoma, which is what my wife has.
Wait, weren't we talking about how old John Lithgow was a second ago?
He's older than cancer.
Going to Dexter.
Wow.
The Hodgkin's disease, Hodgkin's lymphoma is the one that's very survivable. That's the one he has. That's the one my wife has. It's the non-Hodgkin's. That's the one that kills you.
Yeah, that's what my grandmother died from.
Yeah, non-Hodgkin's. So
yeah, she had Hodgkin's, and then about 10 years later, she got non-Hodgkin's.
Yeah, Chris has been in remission for a number of years.
Like it was Hodgkin's, and then
it was Hodgkin's. It went away, and then
so it went into remission, and then came back as something different.
If you have it overlaps, it tends to be non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
He could play Peter Parker.
John Lithgow?
No, Michael C. Hall.
I think he's too old.
He's too big. I don't know. I think he could play.
He's musky.
I
could picture him as Peter Parker.
I could be Peter Parker.
You could be Peter Parker.
I could be Pete. Let's.
He might just be Peter Parker.
I think you're Peter. You are Peter Parker.
I was watching this show the other day, and I thought of you.
Which show? This show?
No.
How's that possible?
Especially when you brought over
a time machine, hot tub.
You brought me over this really cool Rorschach thing. Thank you for that, by the way.
It didn't go back that far. It's just a jacuzzi.
I'm jumping to another TV show. I was watching a new TV show on Fox last week. The one about Human Target, I think is what it's called. And it's got, I don't know who the main character is, but it's got a secondary character played by...
Ernie Hudson.
Crispin
played
Glover.
By Jackie Earle Haley, who played Rorschach. And the character he played, when you had your little goatee going on, except for his face, you know, Jack Hero Haley.
Except for he could pull it off.
No, shut up. Listen.
I have very beautiful skin for those of you listening at home.
Charlie has beautiful skin, but his character that he plays on this show reminded me of you on the. There's like a premiere episode, mm-hmm. and I'm like, oh my god, he looks like Charlie. He's got your glasses, and he had that beard that you had going mm-hmm. on, except for his face is pockmarked. But you could have totally played it. Totally smart ass like you. Totally intelligent.
Why did you take such great care of your skin, Charlie?
I don't
it's the one thing that's holding you back.
So, yeah. But anyway, I saw that show and I thought of you. It reminds me of if the A-Team was done on TV today, mixed with the Knight Rider, mixed with James Bond. It made me feel like a kid again to watch that show. It was like if they did it right.
What you described made my pants feel tight.
Yeah. Oh, I'm telling you, it made me feel tight too. All
is
over.
Is that dog in your pants?
No. Mm-hmm.
But see,
no, that's John Lithgow.
is that what he calls his penis?
Yeah. We've got the Hammer of Thor over here and John Lithgow.
Actually, I call mine Kelsey Grammer. He's more my speed. Nice. The Kels. I just call it the Kels.
Frasier. Mm-hmm. Oops, I Frasiered again.
Sally's and scrambled eggs, whatever. I
think it's toss salad and scrambled
toss salad.
Eggs.
Speaking toss salad
TV
and scrambled
shows.
Eggs. That's a nice way to start the morning.
Has anyone seen The It Crowd?
The what?
The It Crowd?
No.
It
no.
or In?
What is it?
It. It's a British comedy about these two idiots that do IT for this big company.
Yeah.
It is just hilarious.
Yeah. Is it on BBC America? Or
no, what? It's on IFC, actually.
Okay.
And that's why I've gotten rid of that part of my cable.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Just wait.
They always do that.
But it is.
I hate when
their life on Mars.
Absolutely hilarious.
I gotta say, like on Mars, though. I
like Coupling. Like, remember when briefly Coupling was on American television and they didn't even rewrite the script?
No, it was
they used word for word British phrases that like sounded really stupid coming out of Americans' mouths.
Apples and pears. A Bobby's outside
on BBC.
It was really ridiculous.
They do their commercials different. So in the States, you get like 24 minutes a TV show and like. You know, 7 minutes commercials, or 6 minutes commercials. In the UK, you've got commercials before and after your show.
Yeah,
they might break one time, but it's like 35 minutes, 40 minutes of show. Right. So they cut 20 minutes out of the show into a half-hour episode. So they took that first episode of brilliantly written material. See, what bugs me about British television is the fact
that it's so much better
than
us.
It is so much better than American television.
So small.
And they can show boobies.
Mm-hmm. And they can swear.
Well, they can, well, sort of. They can swear. They can say a few words. But
it's capitalism, though. Because the art is funded by the government rather than be funded by the fact that it makes money.
But I got to tell you, what bugs me is why can't they just port that show over to the States? Why can't we watch English television on NBC or ABC?
Because then the production companies here in the United States who own all of these, all these television, who's gonna air it? If they just go ahead and bring it over here as it exists, then they're not gonna be able to make money on it.
I mean, when you produce a show in England, you own the rights to it in England. Someone has to buy the rights to it to produce it in America or to show it in America. It's not like you can just...
I just wish they would show it in America. Cosby had a show...
DVDs.
...that was awesome that wasn't a Cosby show in the UK, and they ported it over. I can't think of the name of the show. They killed it. It died. It was... After the Cosby show, he had a very short-lived TV show.
It was called The Cosby Show.
It was called Cos or something like that.
Yeah.
Or Cosby or something.
Anyway,
like that.
It killed. It killed. Mystery. It was... No. Anyway.
Ghost Dad?
That was it, Ghost Dad.
Ghost Dad, that was it. Okay.
Well, no, like, I lived in the UK for 8 years, and I was kind of raised on British television. I'm very partial to British humor and British, television just in general.
Yeah, DVDs, yes.
Everything that we do over here is... a little too sparkly. I mean, there's some great TV shows on, don't get me wrong. But if you just take the entire body of American television and compare it to the quality of British television, I think that there's a definite quality difference.
You don't have to be good looking to be on British television.
That's what I was about to say. Look at the stars. The stars, it's their acting ability.
Look at Rowan Atkinson, one of the funniest men in the history of television anywhere. And he's so strange looking.
Yeah.
Like, I used to, when I was in high school, I watched Mr. Bean was like one of the highlights of my... of my week. Every Friday night, Mr. Bean would come
You're
on.
You're pathetic.
Oh yeah, yeah. I lived out in the country.
And,
yeah. Oh, Faulty Towers is great.
That's still on, isn't it? Like, they only have new episodes.
No, but they only made like 2 seasons of it.
God, it seems like...
Because it's John Cleese. He gets bored really easy.
But it's on, like, every night on IPT for the last 35 years. Constantly. You'd think they'd be out of it by now.
So, just keep rerunning it. But I love Little Britain. That's a great
show.
That's
a funny show,
yeah. It's pretty well done.
It's a that's the one on HBO, right?
No. Well, it might be now. It started on BBC.
The Eric
They play
and,
multiple characters.
Yeah there's a... Or no, it's Little Britain USA... was when they redid it here. They used the same guys, but they redid it here for an American audience, and which was actually kind of funny because it was very much making fun of Americans from a British perspective. So it actually was fairly funny.
I don't know,
Little
Britain, I saw it on the BBC. I thought it was brilliant. Yeah. I don't know. What were you going to say, Butters?
Come on, Butters.
Come on, Butters. Come on. Say something. I really
was saying.
Be funny, Butters.
Talk to us. I was constipated.
All right.
So I had that look.
Not anymore.
I'm good. So it's fine. Just keep going. Right up. Keep going.
So, Butters, where you been? Seriously.
I've been a little bit late on the replies to join the show. Like,
yeah.
Since
yeah.
I sleep during the day, and all of a sudden it's filled up. So I'm like, oh, I guess I ain't going to the show.
Is that what the deal is?
Yeah.
No, I would kick Tim off.
Four days a week. You know, four
I'd
weeks
kick myself
in
off.
A row, I can't do it. So.
Yeah.
Because of my schedule, but.
Well. Cool. Well,
it's like
cool.
I disappeared for a long time, and I would come back like once every
as
6 weeks or something like that.
Something like that.
That's so, about it.
All right. I just thought you were like busy with work, Christmas and stuff.
No, I'm not really.
You know, still going through the returns, all the merchandise returns from Christmas, the angry customers.
Not so much.
Not so much. You got quite a mustache and beard going there.
Thank you.
I was actually going to comment on your mustache.
It's also
and kind of like
and or not beard.
It's like you've shaved off the chin thing, and it's starting to come back. But you have a real rockin' mustache right now.
It's bad.
You just
it's
make this
great.
Point, it would be awesome.
I totally.
But
he would
be evil then, wouldn't he?
Jenny was going to bring me a beret, but I forgot.
I think you need to do like maybe like Fu Manchu kind
you
of.
Know, you
Van Dyke.
Trim the mustache down. So
okay, Van Dyke.
Point,
fine.
Just a little bit of thin thing.
That's what I think.
Yeah.
And then he can go yes.
No, actually, like what happened? Here's what happened. I went and got a haircut yesterday.
Stanley
so I
Whiplash.
Thought, okay, I had a haircut. I was gonna trim my goatee.
I went and got a haircut like 4 months ago.
No, so I
it's
I
not
got,
obvious at all, Tim.
I got clippers. I don't have a beard trimmer. I have full set of clippers. So I took the guard off my clippers, and I was trimming the hair above my lip, and I caught the edge of my mouth and took an inch off. So I tried evening it out on the other side. Didn't work. It didn't look right. So I just ended up shaving the whole thing off. And then I'm like, dear, I'm going to shave off my mustache. She said, no, you're not.
Oh, so Chris likes the mustache.
I don't think she necessarily likes it. Zoe definitely does not like
lip.
It.
His upper lip, though.
Zoe goes, Dad, you look ugly. I'm like,
that's awesome.
Thanks, Zoe.
Like,
thanks, my dear.
I know. And leave it to kids to really, really make you feel good about yourself.
Well, when I was little, my uncle had just a mustache and not a beard. And he's like the spitting image of my father. They're 5 years apart, but they can be twins when you look at them. But he had a mustache, and it scared the crap out of me. Like, just his mustache.
Did
like,
it come off?
What is
away?
That?
You know, it
were you afraid
him?
It was going to choke you
he
in your sleep?
A disembodied mustache crawling into his bed at night.
Wake up! Wake up! Groom me! Brush me 100 times!
I am the mustache.
I don't know. It just terrified me. Like
stab you with little
him,
combs.
Having the not him, just the mustache itself. Frighten the hell out of
the
me.
The potential mustache rides terrifies you. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, Stephanie cannot stand when I have facial hair in general, but particularly a mustache. And
Amy loves facial hair. She wants me to get like a full bushy beard. I don't know what the deal is.
Every time I grow a mustache, I giggle because I look at it and it's so crazy
looking.
The
entire time. You sit there and you're just scared of it.
Like the whole
he
time,
mm-hmm.
I do. I can't like stop. You know, keep myself from.
I bet you'd look like a cop
with
a mustache.
Well, I was gonna say Chad kind of looks like a cop.
Some big
when,
aviators.
Didn't have the soul patch going
when
on
I,
there.
When I played Krupke, West Side Story, this is kind of what I was.
Yeah.
What I was had going on, but I watched a new show. Kevin turned me on to a new show on. I want to say it's A&E. It's Paranormal Cops. It's these guys in Chicago. It's kind of like Ghost Hunters. It's another one of those.
Except they're
ghost
cops.
And they give ghost tickets.
But no, they're detectives. Like they're cops during the day, detective cops during the day. And at night, they go around and investigate.
Arrest ghosts.
They don't necessarily arrest ghosts, they but they treat
they ghost.
They treat the haunted places like a crime scene. So they'll go and they'll put crime scene tape on doors so they know that stuff
so
isn't
that
getting
in. So that the ghost can't get out.
Well, no, but these stuff doors still get open. Weird things happen. I don't know. It's on.
Well, because everyone knows caution tape will keep that kind of thing.
I know.
Yeah, riffraff
totally.
Out. Yeah.
Well, it's how you can tell the door's been open. You know,
they put chalk outlines on the floor.
But anyway, they do a really good job of investigating. It was a pretty good show. If you're into the paranormal shows, paranormal cops, check it out. But
I'm looking forward to when they come up with paranormal garbage men.
The
folks in the service
day.
Industry who
the
ghost hunt on there. I know.
I am partial to paranormal firefighters, but when I was growing up, I always wanted to be a garbage man.
I love paranormal firefighters.
Yeah, me too. That's one thing that my wife said is my mustache makes me look very gay. So, yes, I need to walk around talking like this.
So wait a minute. Hold on. Your mustache makes you look gay, and Chris told you can't shave it off?
Has she told her friends that you're a beard of some sort?
Yes.
She's like...
Well, she is kind of manly.
She's your beard.
She's the beard. Mm-hmm. She's
my I think
beard.
You should grow your hair out long and be Ron Jeremy for Halloween.
Totally.
That'd be nice.
Well, I'm done shaving until the temperature hits 70 degrees.
Yeah,
it's a good policy.
That's the
me too.
Thing. Like I'm going for the
2 weeks.
Yeah, I was gonna say you're gonna hit Vietnam and it's gonna be like
110. Yeah,
then you guys can eat my dong. That's right.
You gonna send us some dong?
I'll send you guys some dong by mail.
All kinds of dong.
Some airmail dong.
You know, we have a computer there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
They have things?
Well, no, I'm just going to say. I mean, I didn't know if you're taking your
computer. Is it made of stone?
The internet isn't existing.
Well,
do they have gravity?
But what I'm saying is, will you be taking a computer with you? I don't know.
Yes, I will.
Sweet. Maybe we can have you Skype on the show sometime, or you can, you know,
I was telling
him
he could send his Apocalypse Now diary updates.
I was thinking like the Fraggle Rock, you know, the uncle that was in the real world.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to the real world, and you could send the uncle
postcards.
Postcards work. I love
them. I'm going to send you guys postcards
from the edge.
Do me a favor.
From Montana.
Yeah.
When you're landing, getting ready to land in Vietnam, would you play The Doors, This Is the End?
We've already had this discussion tonight, like before we came over here.
My iPod is just going to be like the end. It's just going to be like thousands of
on infinite repeat for the next
I'm
year.
I'm going to break a mirror, lie down in the room, and then just let the fan go and stare at it.
Nice.
Put the lights above the fan so it shines through.
I'll use the Apocalypse Now soundtrack one so it has a...
Ride of the Valkyries.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The Heart of Darkness. That's great. Yeah.
This is gonna be awesome.
Sorry, I'm an American. Vietnam, Saigon,
Full Metal Jacket too.
Full Metal Jacket. Yeah.
Full Metal Jacket.
So do you have any other
long time? Me sucky sucky.
Do you have any other plans for while you're over in Vietnam? You're gonna write a great American novel.
Who knows, dude?
Murder hookers.
So you have no
definitely.
Oh yeah,
I'm gonna
you get away with it over there.
Dead hookers. I'm just gonna go out to the forest.
It's gonna be so
dead hookers.
Awesome.
You know, live off the land.
Thailand's pretty good for that.
Mm, like, dead hookers.
Yeah, hookers.
And David Carradine.
Yeah, but they
have
Thailand,
rivers.
Not
they have, there's,
well,
they have
they're
cold water, Vietnam. Hot water, and dead hookers.
It's
dead hookers. The
waterfall.
That's awesome. You got a dead hooker waterfall. That's great.
You got to get it down the drain. You're like, come on, get down there. Clogging up this sink.
You're going to spend all your dog on hookers.
I know. Or at least cleaning them up.
That your maid is going to do
that.
Do what?
Is your maid going to do that?
Oh, yeah. My maid's actually going to do the cleaning.
Make sure you tell the maid.
I'm gonna bathe in dead hookers. Roll around. They're going to be like Scrooge McDuck. Gonna have a
diving
whole
into
money bin of dead hookers. Gonna dive into it, swim around. I'm gonna spit them out of my mouth, and oh, it's gonna be awesome.
Oh man, Vietnam, the land of dead hookers and dong. Dead hookers and dong.
The land of milk.
Stealing this bottle of water. You didn't drink out of this, did you?
No.
Good, I'm taking it.
A couple hundred years ago, people are like, oh, streets are paved with gold. And we're like, they're dead hookers.
Dead hookers.
They have cold and hot running dead hookers. That's what it takes.
That'll
to get
be the new currency,
explore.
Dead hookers.
Mm-hmm.
Dead hookers are people.
No, they're not.
Not anymore.
You already said it was a dead hooker. Come on. Can't have it both ways.
This girl has no family.
None that I can't buy off with a bag of rice anyway. By the way, I'm really racist. I don't know if you guys know that. Terrible. I'm a terrible human being. Oh, God.
When you go to hell, you'll be the hooker.
Actually, speaking of going to hell, I don't know. Did we already speak of this?
What?
A friend, Thor, you know, Elizabeth?
Mm-hmm.
Elizabeth, a friend of the
Jimmy
show?
Jimmy told me a little bit about this.
Her man friend Thor and I are doing a... Her man friend Thor and I are doing a small... Several webisodes of this idea we had called Angry Zeus.
Angry Zeus.
Where he plays Zeus, and he's roommates with Jesus, and,
Because Thor, he does look like Zeus.
He does.
Or Thor.
Really, it depends on the costume.
Yeah.
But, he's best friends with Judas, and they hang out, and they give old Jesus a hard time. And actually, Tim and I have discussed this in detail.
We have.
That is going to secure my place in hell. Certainly more so than the dead hookers, though.
I would say, because I've heard some details of some episodes, and there's some definite, you know, like, hell ticket fodder there.
Beyond
blasphemy. Yeah, it's awesome.
I'll plug here to something that's sort of similar to that. Mm-hmm. It's by a British woman by the name of Avery Edison, and it's called Jesus and Judas. Mm-hmm. I believe it's jesusandjudas.tumblr.com. And it's an ongoing dialogue between Jesus and Judas, with the premise being Jesus is kind of a jerk and not very bright.
Mm-hmm.
And Judas is like trying to push him to do the right thing. And Jesus is just really horrible to him. And, you know, it's
Jesus
it's
is a jerk.
That's interesting because I've read several books. I have
I have too.
I don't know if you guys know this, but I have a religious study.
I was going to say, this man has actually studied all this stuff that he doesn't believe in.
There are several books that sort of posit Judas as the hero
of
the New Testament, because without him, Christianity doesn't exist. I know.
One of my favorite Mad TV skits is when they have the Terminator go back to save Jesus.
What happens?
He can't. He keeps killing all these Roman soldiers and stuff. Mm-hmm. He's like, I gotta die! It's very good.
Nice.
So that's
one of my favorite Kool-Aid commercials is the one where Jesus bursts through the wall.
Mm-hmm. That never happened.
All the children, oh, yeah. And all the children drink him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I've seen that.
That's my favorite,
every
favorite
Sunday.
Kool-Aid commercial.
That's a classic. So, I always like the Family Guy where someone runs into the Kool-Aid man's wall, mm-hmm. like it knocks it down. Yeah. It's like, this is how it feels.
there were Kool-Aid Man comic books in the 70s.
Yeah.
And there's one on superdickery.com, which just has covers of Superman comics where he's being an enormous dickhead. And, there's one where Lois is in space, and he asks her if she'll marry him, and she says no. So he kinks her air hose, and she's out in space floating and gasping and choking.
There's one where he's forcing... what's his name?
Jimmy Olsen.
Mm-hmm.
To live in this tenement and freeze.
Mm-hmm. And he's Jimmy Olsen's godfather.
Yeah.
And he's like, now you know how it feels, Jimmy.
But that's Super Dickory?
Superdickory.com. There's
never heard of that.
A Kool-Aid Man comic where he bursts in the side of a space station and the kids are like, yeah! But they don't have it's just that split second where the atmosphere is yet to equalize and suck everyone and everything outside into the vacuum of space where they can freeze and die, all the cells in their body exploding. And
that's awesome.
Mm-hmm. That's incredible.
In the vacuum of space.
And so it sort of fits the theme of Super Dickory, because, I mean, Kool-Aid Man is kind of a super dick. A space station? Seriously, dude.
Like everyone likes
that requires planning. You can't even say it was an accident. Like, oops, I got the wrong address.
Who hasn't seen Star Wars?
I bet that'd be an easy wall to go through. Tinfoil.
Like, it's space. You can't have Kool-Aid in space. Mm-hmm.
You have to have Tang. It's got to be the Tang Man.
Plus, and all the Kool-Aid is just like in a ball in the middle of the pitcher. Just waiting.
Plus, he just has that open top. And he walks
around.
Know,
what's going to happen with that?
Yeah,
it would all just float away.
That's horrible.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's so big it creates his own
gravity.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's feasible. That sounds.
I guess that works scientifically. That's possible.
He has
Kool-Aid Man creates his own
around
gravity
around the rim.
Space.
He's got a special centrifugal force machine that
around
the
rim.
That's
around
good.
The rim.
He has a force field
of the pitcher
over the rim
over the top.
Maybe he wears a hat.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be a lid.
That would be way too simple.
I don't think you would.
We're talking about gravity and force fields, and he's like, why not just wear a hat on it?
Just seems easier.
Is it a hermetically sealed hat?
Come on. Really?
My question is does Kool-Aid Man lose intelligent points when he pours out the Kool-Aid? I mean, seriously, or does he die?
He's infinitely refillable.
See, I've wondered.
Now, wait a minute. Kool-Aid Man is always red Kool-Aid, right?
Yeah, always.
Everyone knows that red Kool-Aid is the dumbest Kool-Aid.
Is he diabetic?
If he was grape Kool-Aid.
If he's full of Kool-Aid, yes. Depending
on the sugar. Or he's going to be.
Does he ever crack? I mean, does he get cracks?
You wonder, like, has he started to lose toes?
I would figure.
A little gout.
You don't see him on TV as much.
No, you don't.
Or, you know who else you don't see on TV as much?
He's aging. Joe Campbell. And John Lithgow are, like, hanging
David
out
Bowie.
In Florida.
I was thinking Ronald McDonald or, you know, Iggy Grimace. Pop. What the hell's wrong with Grimace? Where's he been?
Or the Hamburglar.
That's a problem.
Really?
Yeah.
What about the Hamburglar?
Fry Kids.
Oh, he's in jail.
Fry Guys?
Fry Guys.
He's up at Sing Sing.
Mayor McCheese.
No, he's the Hamburglar.
Yeah. Hard time in Sing Sing.
Grimace is morbidly obese, and what else?
Now, Hamburglar would be the bottom or the top in prison, though. Would he be the bitch?
His head gets burgled.
Yeah.
I would say that. Rubble.
Yeah. Rubble. Oh,
he would be the Andy Dufresne there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
At least for the first half of Andy's presidency.
Fought the good fight.
Mm-hmm. Fought the good fight.
Yeah, see that robot chicken with the Monopoly Man?
1966.
Monopoly Man goes to jail. The Monopoly Man fought the good fight.
I know. DJ, if you're listening, we need you to do some Morgan Freeman stuff.
My good friend Andy Dufresne.
Monopoly Man fought a good fight,
but in the end, the sisters won.
I'd like to tell you that this is prison.
Nice. Very nice.
I haven't seen that in ages.
No, that's one of my favorite movies of all time.
It's on TMZ like 3 times a week.
Yeah, but I can't watch
movies
with commercials.
Because it's such an awesome movie.
Shawshank Redemption.
Yeah. Yes. I can't watch movies with commercials. I hate watching movies with commercials.
Yeah. I will watch a movie.
That part? Like edited, yeah. And it's like, yeah.
If something comes on TV, I will actually watch it, even though I own the DVD, and just sit through the commercials like an idiot. Just because I'm too lazy to get up.
Actually, sometimes, and I know that like back in the old days we used to do this, sometimes when a commercial comes on, I actually get up off the couch and like... You know, go pee or something like that. Instead of just lying there for 2 hours
straight.
But
if you put a DVD in, you soak the couch.
That's right.
Urine.
I don't get up.
You're drawn.
At all.
You're using.
It's not like I'm
going to
pause it
right
because I'll interrupt the whole flow of the film. And
but then I have no idea.
Intended at all.
No idea what to buy.
Whoa!
No clue. Capitalism will actually fail because of DVDs.
I just got an idea. You invent a module, and when you hit pause on your DVD, it fades. Like it does before.
To a commercial?
No, there's no commercial, but it has the fade, so Tim gets what he feels is like an appropriate pause.
Right.
And
right.
His enclosure.
Okay, so let's make it adaptable to the film so that it chooses a logical place to do that.
Well,
You press applause and it claps. If you press pause, then maybe it waits like 30 seconds until it gets to a logical stopping
mm-hmm.
place. And
the button
then
will
fades
say
out.
Pee break on it.
That's right. Exactly. Pee break button.
Slash sandwiches.
You heard it here, right here on this show.
Slash Kool-Aid.
That's a good idea.
Kool-Aid button.
Mm-hmm.
Totally.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
wait,
yeah.
Wait. The Kool-Aid man sweats.
He does.
He sweats profusely.
He condenses.
So maybe he doesn't have to pee
well,
because he sweats so much.
Difference. I mean...
The Kool-Aid is cool.
He has that open jar, though, and he breaks through buildings, all that dust.
And it falls in there.
I think there's some sort of...
Asbestos.
A force field.
Yeah, back then, the asbestos in the walls.
Lead
paint.
Lots of lead
It just makes it sweeter.
Oh, that stuff's good.
All sweeter. It adds that Kool-Aid.
We just ship that Kool-Aid off to China.
Yeah.
We'll send them
some
toxic Kool-Aid.
Take that, China.
That's right.
Destroyer.
This Kool-Aid's toxic because of the toxic drywall that you sent us.
I've got plenty of toys that are probably covered in that lead-based paint. I'm not sending them back because I love my toys.
Because they taste good. When I smear peanut butter on them.
So much.
They're World War II newsreels where they're like, take that, Chinaman. Pour you a glass of Kool-Aid.
Dude,
marching forward, 1941.
Oh, man.
Nice.
I'm racist. I don't know if I mentioned that earlier.
In case you had any question at all, Charlie's a racist.
Some of my best friends are brown people? Is that what we say? I don't know, guys.
That's the preferred number.
Okay, okay.
Yeah. Well, did you, okay, like, so
save that one.
Two, 3 weeks ago when Charles Barkley was on Saturday Night Live, mm-hmm. he was the host. Mm-hmm. And it was actually a really funny.
He's still alive?
Oh, yeah. And he's terrible at, like, reading cards and
I
stuff.
Know, poor guy.
But he commits to the character so what? But that's they did the whole MacGruber thing mm-hmm. where they're doing the send-up of MacGyver. Mm-hmm. And MacGruber keeps calling him. He's like, hey, Darrell, hand me that pen. And he's like, it's Daryl. And then the whole thing, he keeps calling him Darrell. And then there's several episodes where he has to go through sensitivity training because he's like, all right, so Darrell, I mean, Daryl, I remember this time, hand me that African-American marker right there. And he's just like, why don't you just say the black marker? And he gives it to him, and he's like, hand me that yellow marker, the Chinese, the Asian marker. Oh, I'm a racist. And then the thing blows up. It's pretty good. You have to get on Hulu and awesome. Check it out. But apparently they're making a MacGruber film
yeah,
also.
I read about that. I've seen
fail already.
I hate the MacGruber. I hate it.
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
That was the one that I just thought it was brilliant.
I think I just
Charles Barkley
pee on
is
it.
Just great in it.
I'm getting real close to ditching cable entirely, I think.
I've downsized my cable quite a bit.
I think we're talking about it because, you know, we get the 12 or 15 megabit from Mediacom and the digital cable and the phone. It's like $170
oh, yeah.
a month, mm-hmm. So I looked at the 7 megabit DSL from Quest. It's like $35.
But you save money when you bundle. Don't you understand?
You got to bundle.
You have to bundle.
Yes, true.
You're a VIP.
Bill triples, but think about how much more expensive if you didn't bundle it together.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Yep. We got rid of our landline.
I'm on.
So you're just going to Hulu it then?
I think Hulu and Boxy. So, you know, we have all kinds of DVDs. Just rip them. And
between Netflix and Hulu,
I'm still
I
loving
don't
the
need
Netflix
cable.
Streaming on my
I really
Xbox.
Dig that. I like that's really cool. But also, you figure, well, there's like 7 or 8 shows we watch. All of them are available on iTunes with season passes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so much cheaper to buy the show you want.
Don't have to wait for commercials.
You don't have to wait for commercials.
Almost every show that I care about is on network television.
Plus,
anyway.
That's
see, I don't care about any shows on network television. Which sucks.
What I can't get
is
I can't get good. Oh, see,
Rock
I love that.
Good.
NBC Thursday
Office.
Nights. Office,
that's all.
Community.
All
30 Rock.
Instant play on Netflix too, though.
And those all play.
It's just not new.
It's just not new.
Yeah.
But that's much more egalitarian. That's like that opens up a door for in the future people being able to create art not because it makes money but because people want to see it.
Yeah.
Because there are a lot of shows that people want to see. They just don't make the money.
I'm really
like
becoming
one,
a. That's right. I really
no, nobody
a
wants
fan
this.
Of Netflix
nobody wants
because
to.
Like on the instant streaming of Netflix, if you go on there, there are some really, really offbeat films available.
Like the It Crowd.
Yeah, I mean, if you just scroll through it, there are all these really independent
is that
films.
On Netflix?
Yeah, that's what I've been getting off of the live Netflix.
They have older films too.
It's almost all older films.
Which is nice because
and,
I've been using.
Well, and
the,
they're building it up more and more available.
Yeah. I've been using my Roku for Roku, whatever it's.
Yeah,
Roku.
Yeah. Roku. Yeah, whatever.
Rocky.
Whatever.
Dead
it
Hooker
is.
Box.
Dead Hooker Box.
But it streams the Netflix, but it also streams Amazon and streams Pandora.
That's nice.
It,
yeah.
You know, it's all these different
Pandora.
Internet channels.
Pandora's
I'm thinking about something like the Apple TV, which will do, you know, you can put Boxy on there, but you can also watch iTunes movies because I have a few iTunes.
Can you watch
yeah,
Foxy
Hulu
Boxing on the Boxy?
Boxy, don't they? I mean, does Boxy work, Hulu work on Boxy yet?
I don't know
it did originally, and
are
then they break it,
English?
And then it works again, and
if
then they
I
break
didn't
it.
Know what Hulu was and had sort of heard what Boxy was, you just literally ask him,
I'm not sure.
Is Hulu breaking Boxy yet? Like,
no,
those words don't
gets
go
broken on Boxy
together.
A lot.
I'm not sure if it's working or not, to be honest with you.
Hulu breaks everything, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, they want you to use their own application.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I refuse.
Just get a Media Center PC.
Yeah, but then that's money. You know, the whole idea is saving money.
Well, most computers sold in the last 3 years forward have Media Center built in.
I know. We just have old machines around the house and a couple new machines, so it's like, you know, I'm trying to figure out how to make this work as cheaply as possible, because every time I get going on this, I'm like, so then we buy a flat-screen TV, and we buy a Mac Mini, and it's like $900 later, and it's like, my wife's like, so how is that cheaper than not having cable?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know,
because we didn't bundle!
Well, you know, I bought my Xbox on a great sale at Christmas, and then immediately we started like trimming everything back. We got rid of our landline at the house. We cut our cable almost in half.
Well,
we did Netflix, but we got rid of like HBO and the stuff that was like $20 a month. And
you know what? To save money, you should keep the landline and get rid of your cell phones.
But the landline's
less
handy.
People call you, you go out less.
But the landline's so handy if 1993 calls you.
I know, exactly.
Well, we had a landline, and we've actually, since I've lived in Iowa, I think we've had a landline three separate times. We kept finding a reason to get it again.
The
this
Matrix,
last time,
mostly.
Yeah.
You can't dial in, dude.
The last time, what we did is we got rid of our landline. We got an additional cell phone line on our plan for like $10 a month, which is cheaper than a landline. And then we just have one that's permanently like...
attached.
Could you just get a magic jack?
Shouldn't landlines be like $5 a month?
Yeah.
But then it's not. It's like $30.
Well,
no,
it's $5 a month, but then there's the 85 surcharges and...
Right.
Yeah. You know,
you
still
have to
pay
insurance in case the telephone
repairman
falls and breaks his kneecap on the way over to the house.
If you look at your bill, you actually still pay a tax for... For... What's the one that uses Morse code?
Telegraph.
Telegraph. You actually pay a telegraph tax... on your phone bill.
Nice. Because I have
not telegraphed stop anybody stop in a long time. Stop.
Stop. Stop.
End the madness.
See, but guys, post-apocalyptic future, cell phones aren't going to work.
Well, how's a landline going to work?
Science! Okay?
I have probably 2 or 3 miles of speaker wire.
It don't matter
if
because...
If I need a phone, I can make one.
I have Kevin Costner and a donkey. I'll just have him go out and send my mail out.
I have Kevin Costner's dong.
I do. My father is...
You're going to give me a seizure.
And I weren't there. And like they actually took us on a tour of the central office, the place you know where the telephone
signal
happens.
This is the candle mode.
That is nice. That place is ridiculous.
Is there an old lady that sits there and flips the
flashlight?
It's a great flashlight.
It is a great flashlight. I do the candle mode sometimes too to irritate my wife.
Sorry, for those of you at home, I'm just blinding everyone with my LED flashlight.
It's like, you know, it's like huge magnets spinning to create currency because it's all
pushed through wires.
Yeah, it's pushed through wires. It's just absolutely freaking ridiculous.
I like the notion of electricity being pushed through wires rather than it being pushed through my head.
That's right.
Or through my genitals.
I think we need to test the coil and
genitals.
Go that way. Yes.
We're going to run the show solely off of a Tesla coil.
It's going to give you
junk, and now y'all want to call it the Tesla coil.
A test, yeah.
A Tesla.
Just call it Nikolai.
A permanent pube perm. Wait, perm is short for permanent, right?
Yeah. It's
just a pube perm.
Just a pube perm.
It's a permanent perm.
It's a permanent.
It's a semi-permanent perm.
It's a temporary perm.
It's an indelible marker.
Way to go, redundant boy.
Way to go.
That's another issue. How are you going to get perms in the post-apocalyptic future?
Post-apocalyptic.
My mullet.
Post-apocalyptic.
Post-apocalyptic. I got a speech impediment.
Going to post-apocalyptic.
It's sending glasses through the mail.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, those machines will still be there. The old school machines.
No one just know how to use them.
David Bowie will still be there.
So will Tom Petty.
Perm machines. TP and the HBs.
Cher.
At least half of them will be there. Cher's hair will be there.
That's good.
Cher will not make it. Madonna's skin, which I will make into a suit to wear.
While dancing to Lady Madonna.
Because the issue is here is how do we eat? My answer is foreign children.
Or dogs.
Right.
Use a Madonna suit to lure them in.
Right.
Come over here, kids!
And what was it we decided the other night? We eat the children and then we make shoes out of the children.
Shoes. That's right.
That must have been one Asian.
Is it Asian children or all children?
Oh, well, no. You know what? It depends on what you're going for.
I'm trying to not be racist.
So you're going to eat all children.
I will eat all children.
He's egalitarian.
I'm very, yeah.
But the problem with it is, though, I'm trying to get it as the Asian children, you're going to be hungry like half an hour later.
Now that's racist. That's offensive, what you just said. We're having a fine conversation
about
eating
children,
and you have to bring your hatred into it. Oh, God.
I feel terrible.
You should. You really, really, really should.
Do Mexican children give you gas?
I can't say it, so I'm not going to say it. Yeah.
That's
but there's
the
lots
best.
Of problems I want to know about. Mexican children, do they give you gas?
Probably. Most kids give you gas.
Yeah, they're kind of fatty, you know?
Well, it depends.
Yeah, American fatty, kids, especially.
Yeah. I know.
The Ethiopian kids, I cannot see that much fat on them.
Yeah, I was saying, American kids, probably really fat.
Yeah, I was
saturated fat.
I once ate a pigeon. I bet an Ethiopian kid would be like a pigeon.
How'd the pigeon taste?
Very gristly.
Really greasy.
Right?
It's really greasy.
Tastes
not a lot
like
of
a
meat.
Pigeon.
Didn't you eat a pigeon?
No, I've never eaten a pigeon. I've eaten.
I know someone
I've had rattlesnake.
A
rattlesnake steak.
I'm going to jump that in there.
Biblically, he's had a rattlesnake.
I ain't a rattlesnake. Crawled into his sleeping bag,
and he shook the little. Except it wasn't like I'm gonna bite you. It was like, come on in here.
How you doing? Yeah.
You looking good today, Chad?
I'm gonna eat you.
No, they had rattlesnake steak in Arizona one time, and had to try it. Had crocodile once.
I've eaten.
I've had crocodile.
I've had crocodile or gator actually. Not crocodile.
I think it was actually chicken, really.
It's the other white. It's the other white meat.
And I've had various fried bugs eggs. In Thailand, but
I've eaten most extinct animals.
I ate the dodo bird.
Dodo eggs. I ate all of them, actually.
That's why they're.
I have a condor egg every morning.
Delicious.
Yeah,
bald eagle.
I was actually a big fan of the Tasmanian devil.
Eating.
It was Tasmanian tiger.
With soy sauce.
Tasmanian tiger too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because really, it was a dog.
Isn't Tasmanian devil still around?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Tasmanian tiger.
No, okay. That's Val Kilmer.
I have an
interesting question. Still around. I've eaten
Salt
Val Kilmer.
The Tasmanian devil dies.
Right.
Not Val Kilmer. No. It was
the
confusion.
Tasmanian devils, their main fighting things off is their stink.
Isn't that the Jersey devil?
I can't wait till Val Kilmer dies because then I'll have some Val Kilmer shoes.
Jersey stinks. Hey,
they're pretty leathery.
They will be, yeah.
What's the difference between trash and a Jersey girl? Trash gets picked up. Oh, snap.
Oh, my.
I need to get some dates.
Take that, tonight. Jersey girls
you
listening
are.
To the show.
You are. I wonder. No, I don't think we have any Jersey girls who are listening that I know.
No.
I don't know any Jersey girls.
Most of the Jersey girls that I knew weren't actually from Jersey.
Seriously?
All right. Transplanted.
One of my favorite
They're
things.
Pennsylvania girls.
Yeah. Yeah, they're from Philly.
Dutch country.
They're Philly.
They're
Amish. They went on a trip one weekend to Atlantic City and got stuck there.
Mm-hmm. During that weekend.
Working for that pimp.
Freaking turn.
That's right.
Seriously, though, I love it when you can fart in front of a girl. You get to that point in the relationship where you can't do anything that's going to destroy it. And you're like, and you look at them because you're kind of proud of it. And at the same time, it's sort of like, what are you going to do?
You know, you're going to leave me now?
Yeah.
You're stuck.
Yeah.
You've invested the time.
You're
like,
in
if
this.
If you walk away now, you're the bad one. Yeah. You're the one that's shallow. I do it again.
Yeah. Yeah, after I don't know.
We're talking
17 years of marriage. It's normal.
Cleveland Steamer is fine.
Mm-hmm.
You can poop the bed at that point.
Fine.
You can just be like, I didn't want to get out. I was tired.
The maid will get it.
What are you going to do? Yeah, the maid's going to be in here. She's going to sop it up with some dong.
Dead hookers.
She's going to, yeah. Mm-hmm. She's going to use some dead hookers to wrap it all up.
I guess if you get to the point in your relationship where your wife, girlfriend doesn't freak out about dead hookers, you've really got it made.
Really,
that's a keeper.
Yeah, that's a keeper.
Yeah, you open the closet door and a whole pile of dead hookers falls out. And you look at them. You're like, what are you going to do?
Crazy.
She hates finding them. Under the couch.
Yeah.
Like, pull the cushions out.
In the silverware drawer. You open the drawer. Damn it, Jamie.
Jamie, you left your dead hooker in the refrigerator again.
You got a pile of dead hooker kindling next to the fireplace. Pitching it in there.
Have you seen my glasses? Look on the radiator next to the dead hooker that you left there again.
I always clean up my dead hookers.
Oh, man.
How would you feel if your wife left dead hookers around the house? A little turned on. A little bit because, A, it's hot when chicks murder things, and B...
I mean, there's the whole hooker
it's
thing.
The whole hooker
there's
thing,
the
you know?
Sex industry.
It's like, honey, what were you doing? It's not like, honey, what were you doing with this hooker? It's like, honey, what were you doing with this hooker?
And
the
what?
Dead one. The dead one, I mean. So I've seen Kill Bill, and I liked that movie. A lot.
Mm-hmm. It makes me warm.
Mm-hmm.
Funny, so do dead hookers.
That's right, if you leave them on the radiator.
Yeah, that's, you know.
Because they generate no heat on their own.
You leave them on the radiator, and then when it's time to go to bed, you put them down at the foot of the bed.
Exactly.
And they warm up.
Well, it depends on if they're fresh or not.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, but they lose their heat very quickly. It's not like they ever
gain. It's
kind of
like a tauntaun, you know? You cut one open.
Just climb in.
I thought they smelled bad on the outside.
Okay.
You get sick and you fill the dead hooker up with warm water and wrap it around your neck.
Yeah.
Have you guys seen the dead tauntaun sleeping bags?
Yes, that's
okay.
Awesome.
Impressive. Totally rad.
ThinkGeek.com, you can get them.
Only in kid sizes, sadly.
No, actually, they're at adult sizes now, yeah.
I want Superman footy pajamas that fit me.
But they make them.
Really?
You could find them probably on ThinkGeek.
With a trapdoor?
No.
Dude, I totally want to get
Superman
the orange.
He doesn't
trapdoor.
He doesn't poop.
When's your birthday? We'll get you some.
It's November the 5th.
Oh, that's way too... I'll forget by then.
Yeah, it's actually Guy Fawkes Day, too.
Ah, the...
Remember.
The
gunpowder trees.
Charlie's birthday.
When I was a kid, Guy Fawkes Night was a really big deal when I was in England. And all over England, they have the big bonfires, and you burn Guy Fawkes in effigy. And which, you know, looking back, is, I guess, kind of morbid and twisted.
Yeah.
But it's awesome. The entire country celebrates by burning
a guy. I may have told this story on this very show before, but when I was a little kid, we lived in Kuwait. One of our neighbors were British expatriates. A lot of our neighbors were British expatriates. And every November 5th, we would go out to the beach and burn Guy Fawkes and I'd get his hat. And I, when we moved back to the States, thought that we were burning people on my birthday in effigy. I thought that's what we did for my birthday. Like, there was cake and everything, and I was like, great! Where's this dude with the floppy hat? We're going to start on fire. The fireworks.
It's the Burning Man celebration.
Nice.
Let's burn this jerk. Try to blow up the Queen, Parliament. That's what we do for my birthday.
Nice.
Well, that makes sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
Too bad you're not going to be in the UK on your birthday.
I know.
It's a damn shame.
Maybe I will be one day.
Maybe you will be.
I can't be stopped at this point.
World takeover.
Mm-hmm. It's viral.
And then it'll be Charlie Burns Day, eventually.
Mm-hmm. So are you planning on leaving the country forever?
Yeah.
So that the government can no longer collect their student loans?
See, student loans, you know, right now I would have to pay like $1,400 a month for the next 10 years to pay them off.
Right.
I just resent
that. That doesn't sound cool.
You know, I quit. I didn't get my degree. You know, I should be able to declare bankruptcy. I have nothing to show for it. Why should they? It was a risky investment.
They
should think more carefully.
Right? If they had just taken the time to ask me some questions.
I know. Where's my bailout? Where's my bailout? Yeah. I did something irresponsible. Come on. I want some money.
Come on. Give me some money. Yeah. And so.
So you're just gonna stay gone, huh?
Yeah. I think I maybe move to Cairo for a couple of years. Abu Dhabi, Qatar.
Abu Dhabi's a good city.
You get paid cash money teaching English out there. By which I mean they don't pay you in dongs.
That's awesome.
So, I mean, really, right, as it is right now, all my drawers are filled with dongs.
So they're dead male hookers.
Whoa. Where did that come from, Chad? Whoa.
Paying in dongs.
Offensive.
That's great.
Dead Chinese hookers that are male. That's comedy.
Also dead lady boys hookers from Thailand.
Dead lazy boy?
Lady boys.
Lady
boys.
Oh, okay. I mean like a lazy
it's
boy
like a
hooker. I've never heard of that.
Human genitalia.
Like you sit on her.
No.
I don't know.
What?
Well, I mean, once they're dead, you
can't. Once you're dead, you use the lazy boy. The futon hookers.
All butterfly.
Ah.
And that's some people's fetish.
Yeah, some people really dig Thai lady boys.
I guess that's why they call it Bangkok.
Ha ha ha! Oh, that wasn't funny at all.
Did I tell you guys my Bangkok story? Again, I tell stories several times.
No, go ahead. Bangkok story. Let's
hear
it.
Well, I was in Bangkok, and after writing everybody postcards where I hid encrypted verses from One Night in Bangkok by Murray Head.
I love that song.
I went out to
take
a walk.
Makes a hard man crumble.
It does. It truly does. Somerset up in the Somerset mom suite. I'm just going to pause. Let that sink in.
It's sinking.
Anyway, so I leave the George Washington Hotel to go get some pad thai, and I walk out, and there's a dude in like this little Ferrari makes these. This is what they make. They're little three-wheeled vehicles that have a little truck bed in back. The guy had converted it into a taxi.
Nice.
And I was walking by, and he's leaning up, and he's like, "Hey," and he called me like G.I. Joe or something like that. Not really, but he called me something American, like "Hey Jimbo" or something like that. And he's like, you are ladies. And I was like, no, I'm fine. And he handed me a business card, and it had naked ladies on it. And I was like, no, I'm fine. Thank you. And he's like, okay. And like, I walked past. And he got in his car. He started it. And he turned around. He drove past me, up ahead of me, and stopped and got out and leaned up against it, all casual. And he's like, hey, when I got up to him. He's like, hey, you want men. And I was like, no, thanks. Hands me a card with
naked
men on it. Mostly dong.
Right.
Mostly dong. And then I walk past, and he gets back in the car, and he pulls up in front of me, and he goes, children. As I walk by, it just says, children. And I'm like, no. Wait.
Like, I brought plenty of shoes with me.
I don't know. But it was, he did not have a card with naked children on it.
God.
Fortunately.
Yeah.
But,
that's, yeah,
I think we might have talked about it, because I had... someone on the beach in Thailand try and sell me guns.
Mm-hmm.
When I refused, he tried to sell me a monkey.
Because mm-hmm. If you don't want guns, you're going to want a monkey.
Obviously.
I don't want them both.
Well,
then
you, get the monkey, then you need the guns. Like, all right, I'm over there on military business, military aircraft. How do I justify bringing that monkey on board with me?
How do you not?
Yeah, I mean, I could have done it.
Monkey smuggling.
I've smuggled like cigars. I'm admitting this, America. I've smuggled contraband into the United States before. None of it living.
Several dead monkeys in my butt.
Yeah. Lots of hash in my colon.
Right.
Yellow cake.
But it wasn't living.
The monkey was in a condom. It had already been processed. So it wasn't like gross.
That's fair.
But yeah, he tried to sell me a monkey when I didn't want to choose from the smorgasbord of weapons that he had.
So what we're trying to say is go to Thailand because it is a hedonist pleasure palace.
Guns,
but
children, monkeys.
Just remember to cut the rope after climax.
To smuggle hash out of Thailand. Otherwise, if you've ever seen Midnight Express.
Yeah, yeah.
Bad news. Taiwanese prison.
Yeah, broke down.
You ever been in a Turkish prison?
Yeah, broke down palace. Isn't that the same thing?
Gladiator films?
Yeah. Seriously, like Spartacus. Because it's all up in there. All like Spartacus, Thailand jail.
Have you ever seen a grown man naked?
I have.
No.
Just in the mirror.
Airplane.
Well, gentlemen, this has been episode 71 of the Can Man Show.
Dong.
The donger.
The donger.
Dong, 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 dong.
Dong,
dong, dong.
And I'm going to end the show tonight with a classic from Tim Arnold.
Dong, 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 dong.
Dong, dong, dong,
dong.
Dong, 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 dong.
Dong, 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 dong,
All right. When is too much?
I start harmonizing. I can't stop.
I will end the show with my favorite song by Tim Arnold.
My second favorite
because
now.
It says the name of your show in the audio.
No, what kind of? No, not really. Actually, I edit it down. And
it was
there's more music. There's more music coming.
It was supposed to be one that I was supposed to take care of last night.
Drama Queen?
No, Tim has a new song. Is fantastic.
New song. Yeah,
it's fantastic.
Need some editing.
Be humble, Diaper Baby.
Diaper Baby?
It's called Dong.
It's called The Hotness.
The Hotness.
The Hotness.
All right.
It's called No,
it's
I
called
Didn't
Bad
Rape
Romance.
Her.
Where I Hide My Hookers by Tim Arnold.
Dead Hookers. We're all misogynists or racists between all of us. I mean.
So we'll end the show with Drama Queen by Tim Arnold. Have a great night. I'm gonna miss you, Charlie.
I'll miss you guys. I'll send you postcards, though.
And
all right. Peace out.
See ya.
Wear my heart upon your sleeve. I pinned it there when you were fast asleep. You've no idea how much it bleeds. But I think by now you've figured out that I'm a drama queen. Yes, I'm a drama. Yes, I'm a drama, drama queen. You roll your eyes at every compliment I send your way. Well, I know you don't believe them, but I hope you're flattered anyway. I've no idea how you're putting up with me, but thanks for the attention. And audience is all I need, 'cause I'm a drama. Yes, I'm a drama, drama queen. Raise the curtains, dim the lights. Damn it, I forgot my lines. A tragedy right from the start. Self-inflicted, broken heart. Drama queen. Yes, I'm a drama, drama queen. The show is over, take a bow. It's time to make my exit, but I guess I don't know how. The spotlight's shining, so I stand and stare. And there's no standing ovation, but I guess I really don't care. I'm a drama, drama queen. I love the drama, and I'll always make the scene. Yes, I'm a drama, drama queen. Yeah.
Woo!
Okay.
I love you, Timmy.
Yeah, I love you.
Thank you again for listening to The Can Man Show. Please check out our website at www.thecanmanshow.com.
Can you do that again? Can Man Show.
I can try. Let's see.
I love The Can Man Show. I love The Can Man. Don't you know? Download it on iTunes. That'd be sweet. Need some traffic. I can't.
Wouldn't that be neat?
Wouldn't that be neat?
There we go.
Bacock!